This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve's on, friend of the show, That Thing You Do, Saving Silverman, Strange Wilderness, tons of great movies. He's got the Valley of the Boom, last two episodes coming on Nat Geo.
Born November 13th in Marshall, Minnesota. He first came to national attention in the Ben Stiller film, Reality Bites, going on to such films as That Thing You Do, Happy Texas, You've Got Mail, Daddy Daycare, Strange Wilderness, Sahara, Joyride, and Dallas Buyers Club. And these days, you can see him as one of the stars of the National Geographic series, Valley of the Boom. Please welcome Steve Zahn.
Mr. Zahn, how have you been?
Dallas Buyers Club. That thing you do.
Times are tough, Steve. Awesome. Times are tough. Times are tough.
You sound fantastic.
You know, I just got back.
You're such a radio guy. You're all in, man.
Oh, God.
That's like the jazzy. That's the jazzy voice gone. Love it.
It was a rough 3 days, man. It was a rough 3 days out in Vegas.
Dude, I know. What a bummer, man.
Oh. Yeah, that was, you know, I don't even care. I lost $500 on a bet, but it was the first time we'd ever been to an AFC championship. I'm not even a big sports ball fan. It's not my thing. But Mahomes has been such a magical guy all season and such an inspiration, and he's kind of captured the imagination and respect of an entire city. So I really, as naive as it sounds and childlike, I wanted to see it for him. I wanted to see him get his legend.
You know what? At the end of the game, I was like, do people in Massachusetts, do they even, like, cheer anymore? Are they excited anymore? Do they, like, I mean, it's so boring. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
like totally.
Year after year.
Now,
it just drives me nuts.
And so, you know, I had to do the right thing after that, and that's drink myself into a frenzy, which, you know, brings us to today, Tuesday, with a 3-day hangover. It's a beautiful place to be.
Right on.
So listen. You've done so much great stuff, because I want to talk about Valley of the Boom, which is another cool chapter in your life with this National Geographic, because that story is a lot more sordid and dark and effed up than people have any idea about the explosion that happened in Silicon Valley.
Oh, it was insane. Look, when they pitched this to me, I thought, six-hour miniseries about the internet, that's going to suck. Like, how could that be interesting, you know?
Right.
And then I read it, and I was in on page 10 of the first episode when I do, like, when my character, who's like 250 pounds and has the craziest hair in the world, does an interpretive dance, like, in the episode. I thought, this is insane. It's the craziest thing I've ever done. It's a documentary. It's a film. It's a rap battle. It's dance. There's puppets. It's
it's got everything.
It's about an insane event that was like not that long ago.
Right.
You know, the internet that we use every second of the day now and rely on, we take for granted. It had to start somewhere, and it started in the Wild West with people throwing billions of dollars at ideas. It was insane.
Yeah, no, it's really something, man. But when you really look into it, because it wasn't a sexy story. It was just something. We got computers, and we didn't know how they were made or how they were invented or where the technology came from. And, you know, as time's gone on and the stories have been told, there were billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that changed hands, and some cutthroat sons of bitches and some brilliant young geeks and some, you know, super naive young people with a little too much, way more imagination than they had character.
Oh, totally. I mean, it was a time when nerds became rock stars, basically.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, my guy, who is a real, this is, a true story, was wanted by the FBI. And just, the irony is it's before the internet, so you could actually kind of reinvent yourself and hide. You can't do that anymore. And he took off and lived out of his car and ended up starting a company called Pixelon, totally conning people. And through a $10 million party called iBash, where he got the Who out of retirement to play.
Isn't that insane?
It's insane.
These are good stories.
And then got too big and got busted.
Valley of the Boom, Sundays, 8 o'clock, National Geographic. And I don't know if you ever knew the story, because, you know, I've loved you in so many things. Of course, you're part of that iconic, that thing you do. But when McConaughey went across the country doing press for Sahara, that they, you know, only let a few people, and you know how they did that. They wouldn't tell you where you were going. They put you in a car. They'd drive you out to an undisclosed location where he'd be in his Gulfstream or his Airstream trailer, sorry. And he'd meet with you. And I sat down with him, and I still get made fun of for this day because I'd never met a guy in face-to-face with such A-list charisma that I was sad when I left the area. Like, he told the best stories. We drank tequila. We sat outside his Airstream trailer. And at the end, you felt like you were his best friend. And then when you were leaving, you're like, so I guess we're not as close as I thought we were 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but Matthew's different, man. That was all his own thing, man. That was cool, you know? A different way of, you know, I mean, it's like he was running for the Senate, you know?
Yeah.
That Airstream wrapped in that poster and everything.
That gift he has, it's the first time I ever really, you know, like, again, I'm sure if you and I met, I'd feel the same way, but I'd been on the phone, we'd done satellite, we'd never been face-to-face certain guys, and suddenly you understand what they talk about when someone says you have it, because then you worked on them, which, by the way, fantastic, with Dallas Buyers Club as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, that was insane, man. Walking on set and seeing him, it was like visiting your friend who was dying. I mean, it was just like, dude, are you okay? That was incredible what he did in that.
You know what he ended up friends with? Do you ever meet his brother, Rooster?
Oh, yeah, Rooster. I've met him, but I don't know him.
We ended up being friends with that guy because he did his TV show, and he's just enough of a redneck and beer-drinking fun to end up being friends with his show. And that's the other strange connection is that guy's got some great stories, fantastic stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just with the name Rooster.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. So listen, when this
hits, real deal.
National Geographic,
huh?
Valley of the Boom, I think it's going to be huge for you, man. What else have you got going on?
Oh, I'm cutting wood. some fencing. I got a frozen pipe here I got to deal with today. But, you know,
so
that's what I got.
You live on land.
I live on a farm in Kentucky.
I've got 30 acres out here, and I get goofed on every day. We lovingly call it disgrace land, and I don't have a house out there, but I go out and I work and I build every day, 365 days a year, 3 years in a row.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is awesome. You get it.
It's my therapy. When I'm not working, I'm not even thinking about it. So when a job comes up, it's like... totally, and then I use the opposite side of my brain. I kind of like it, being this, you know, the extremes of where I live and then what I do.
Well, it reminds you what it's like to be a man. We're supposed to know how to build stuff, to put a fence in, to dig a frozen pipe out, how to, you know, run a skid steer or pour concrete. We may not be great at it as a guy who are professionals, but you better know how to run a chainsaw.
Yeah, I can run an excavator or fix my chainsaw or whatever, but... there are people that if the internet went down, if the grid went down, they wouldn't even know how to start a fire.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
They don't, the most simple things, like you use diesel, you don't use regular gas, it'll go badly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig it.
Listen, come through Kansas City. We'll go out to Disgrace Land. We'll start fires. We'll run excavation equipment. We'll build a new bridge, a new road, a new trail. We'll do whatever.
Perfect. I'm in, man.
See, I knew I liked you, man. We are kindred spirits. I always think that's fantastic when you, especially somebody, which if you allowed it, they'll treat you like such a star in every way. They'll pick you up. They'll pamper you. There'll be people around you saying yes all the time. You never tie your own shoes. But instead, you know what it's like. You still want to be a guy, and you better know how to do stuff. You better get out there and, you know, cut your hands a little bit, get some calluses on them, and just remember what we're supposed to be able to do is survive and take care of ourselves.
Oh, totally. I mean, if you're around people that that laugh at everything you say. And I mean, I don't care how smart you are, you just turn into a monster.
That's right. Dude, hey, I'm not even kidding a little bit. Steve, anytime, man. You come through Kansas City, I mean, you'll love it out there. I mean, we'll have a great day.
Yeah, right on, man.
All right, brother. Hey, good luck. Good luck with Valley of the Boom. You want to stop by and talk about it all? You're always welcome here.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Hi, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.